Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope. And for this week's edition of Word Made Flesh, we're coming up on the anniversary, right? Our first year anniversary of our new men's ministry center. And so joining me this morning is our residence director, Richard Hoyle. Good morning, Richard. How are you doing?
Good.
As well as our building and property director, David LaPone. How are you doing, David?
Good morning, buddy.
All right.
How's everything going?
Well, so far, so good.
All right.
It's still early.
Good day to talk.
Yeah. So, you've both been engaged as we've traversed this first year, our new men's ministry facility. David, I'm sure you have some fond memories. I'm trying to put this back together.
And actually, this has probably been one of the easiest years for me.
You're right.
The difficulty of building this establishment was quite the undertaking. I've enjoyed Richard taking over and kind of keeping the place up and running good, running smooth. And it's God's rewards, what's happening right now.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, what are... What comes to mind? We say all the time, this is God's house, right? This is God's ministry. Anything jump into your forefront of your mind on?
Well, he put me here in the beginning for a reason.
Yeah,
and I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
So, it's right in front of my face, it's active, it's working, and that's what he wanted me to do.
Yeah.
Well, I read that every morning when I come here.
Yeah. Yep. How about you, Richard? I mean, coming up on a year. Matter of fact, maybe you could start by sharing with our listening audience the evolution process on how you landed here. I mean, you've been really affiliated with Neighbors of Hope for 5-6 years.
It's where do I start? You know, I left the ministry, I left the program went on my own, by great help, I went out, got in my own apartment, did my own journey, just kept touching base.
Let me interrupt you. Can you back up just a little bit? Because, I remember when you first came to us in our program, which was what, 5-6 years ago, that 2019 or something. We were still in Broad Street. Yeah. So you went through our program, and then we had a move, and so we were over at that time as Neighborhood Church, and that's where you went through our program and you successfully completed that and you graduated.
I graduated. I went through the program. I was just to touch base to let the listening audience know that, I come to Neighbors Hope as a broken man. I come to Neighbors Hope as an addicted man. I come to Neighbors Hope as I needed help. I needed caring. I needed to know that somebody loved me. I needed to, just all the way around. I'm no different than any other man that has came to me this whole thing. But it took work. It took me bowing down, me accepting, and I'm going to say this, I accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. The way. I went out, I've had my struggles, not just with, housing, but with, being able to accept, that no matter you go out, you're going to accept, you're going to have issues, you're going to go through your storms, you're going to have to deal with reality. But anyhow, I went through the Riverview Terrace situation. I was placed at Adrian Inn, as I was out there, one of our brothers here had gotten sick, one of our housing managers, which love the man dearly. He's not around no more, but he's in a better place. Anyhow, called Pastor Steve, and Pastor Steve said, "Hey,
we had an opening.
We got an opening.
Yep. And you know, that was it. Right then, that something just told me when I was making that call that God was pulling me there.
That's right.
To come home, and that's what I did. And I've been here. We've been full force for a year now, and it's been a blessing. Yes, we've had our, you know, our you know, just transformation. I mean, it's just transformation. But you know, it has been great, and we've had, man, it's just having these guys come in and graduating and doing the hard work and being there for them to help them, you know, to show them love, to show them that we care, to show them that yes, it is tough, but you can do it.
You did it. You're the guidance. These guys follow what you say because you walk the walk.
Yeah, but you know,
that's why the spot's perfect.
Yeah, but it's you guys, Pastor Steve, and I'm going to mention Tim Ruppel and the people in the organizations, the family, the love, the caring that comes that helps you do that. You know, and that's what means more to me. And just loving Jesus today more and more every day. And persevering. You know, because, you know, we have had our ups and downs. But you know what, man? I mean, it's all about love. It's all about being there for each other. It's all about the brotherhood we have here.
Yep. Well, I hear you speaking, I think what Paul says, you know, we're called to be imitators of Christ, right? And
we have the saying, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's pretty much our,
amen.
Every morning, you know, we get together and do our thing. So.
In-house Trinity.
That's
right.
Yeah.
But that's just it. I mean, you talked about it, you know, there comes a point where you have to, in a sense, surrender. You have to practice the discipline of submission. I'm going to come under the authority of Christ. And that takes a while, right? And that leads to a transformed life. And next thing you know, we're trying to do the best we can to imitate Christ to those whom we serve Jesus among. I'm here at the Men's Ministry Center, right? With the hopes. I like to quote, it's attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, you know, preach the gospel always, when necessary, use words. Right? It's by our actions. And so we try to show the love of Christ, you know, to everyone who comes in this door. And that's really, for the listening audience, that's something I kind of really try and drill in our team here at Neighbors of Hope. Is
it gets difficult sometimes.
We want to be
have guys that don't believe.
Yeah, and even then.
Transform them, and it's hard on us because to make them understand.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're trying to show you the right way to go.
And that's the challenge in any service-oriented field, right? You're dealing with human beings, and as human beings, we're imperfect, and that always opens up the door to challenges, right? The other thing we really try and practice is, in a spirit of compassion, is respect. Right? Yeah. And if you're not, you know, you can look at the life of Christ, and there's times where he just said no. Right? Comes down off the mountain in Mark's gospel, and the disciples are like, "Where you been?" "Well, I've been off, you know, talking to Dad and everything." And, hey, there's a bunch of people standing over here. They're waiting to get their miracles, right? They want to be healed. And he says, "No. No, we have to go to another town." Which the challenge is there, we got to pay attention to where God's lead is.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to say no in order to be genuine where God's, as you said, tugging us. Right, those type of things. So your time working with the men, you got maybe a moment to where you kind of saw God really stand out.
You know what's the true blessing is watching these men go through their ins, their outs, their ups, their downs, and working with them and giving them your life experience. Because we all know, Pastor and Dave, that, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. Okay. But to see them grab hold of what we have here it's such a blessing, and to see these guys go out, get their own apartments, get jobs, save money, to open the door and ask questions about Jesus. Okay, that's mm-hmm. that is such a blessing. And to get in the van and the bus on Sundays and go to church as a group, to go and worship, to serve Jesus and be around, be a community as we are here. And to see these volunteers coming in and bringing a meal train and seeing them sit down and talk and having the growing hope. And it's just, it's a blessing. It's, you know, I leave here every day, you know, and I'm always happy to come back because I see what this place is doing to help the community and to help these men's lives. You know, that's my blessing. That's my happiness.
That's your calling,
but you know, I mean, yeah. and just like with all of us, you know, Dave, with you over there at Donation Center and going out and helping and you being here for the guys and guiding them when they're over there working. That's a beautiful thing because, you know, it doesn't just shows them discipline work. You know, it shows them giving back. You know, giving back is such a, you know, and now the guys, they're into that. You know, just like we did Fill a Truck. I mean, we're over in the rain doing this, and they didn't complain once. You know, I mean, you know, okay, so they wanted to get home, take a hot shower, but hey, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, pitching in around here, you know, I mean, and that's what it's all about. You know, and I tell them, I say, you know, don't give back because you have to. Give back because you want to.
It grows.
You know that what I mean?
Situation you know? Grows. In the beginning, it's always, oh, I got to go volunteer. But you know what? Once that you help that first person, it grows on you. I mean, look, we'll just use one gentleman who just graduated. You know, he was out in the woods for 5 years, whatever. And now he's got his own apartment, mm-hmm. and he's doing wonderful. He's so accepting and... I think his personality has changed where he loves helping.
Well, yeah, he gets, so he's fulfilled. Moved out. He's in his own place. But yeah. he now comes back to volunteer.
He does.
Right. On his own. I mean, yeah.
Not even asking him.
Right.
He really absorbs the, when the people come to the donation center, he just loves it.
Yeah.
It's his way of giving back.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've all heard, and I, you know, we've experienced the presence of God in our volunteers. And I don't know how many volunteers over all these years you speak to is like, you know, I really came to try and be the blessing, but I actually got blessed.
Oh,
yeah. There's something about when you serve, you actually are the one that receives the blessing. Yeah.
Building this building was really eye opening when the times that you and I sat here. Pastor, and try to figure out how we're going to get something done, and then somebody knocks on that door.
Yep.
That's the way it worked.
Either
more than one time.
Time, talent,
yep.
And even treasure.
That's right.
At times. But.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate the little reminiscing, looking back. It's really our way to praise God for what God's done through Neighbors of Hope, and particularly our Men's Ministry Center. And for our listening audience, I'd like to take a moment just to remind you, coming up this Saturday on October the 12th at 6 p.m. in the Merrillot Room at the Christian Family Center, we'll be holding our 15th annual Celebrate Hope Banquet. All right? And
amen.
I'd like to invite
amen.
Anybody out there, if you're interested in coming, please give us a call, 517-265-4019, and we'd be more than happy to get you on the reservation list. So.
That's right. Come on, see us live.
There you go.
And shake our hand.
Yeah, yes. Learn
meet
a lot.
The man.
Meet the man.
Yep.
Hear some other testimonies.
Yep.
Hear from other ministries yep. within Neighbors of Hope. And we're gonna honor some volunteers and things like that too. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your service among Jesus here at Neighbors of Hope. And so until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.